You are now listening to Mix Mag on Rotation, the world's dance music destination.
So Val, what are your thoughts on finding love in the club?
Okay, sorry, that's definitely a song somewhere.
What
who is it by? I don't know. I'll figure it out. It'll bother me until I figure it out. But yeah. Thoughts on finding love in the club. I think it's definitely possible. You know, we got to divide it because there's heavy pros and there's heavy cons, right? Finding love in the club, especially as a female. Mm-hmm. We'll just put that out there first.
You get hit on all the time, right?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a common place to get hit on, which is obviously most women's least favorite activity of all time. But, you know, the pros of finding potential love in the club are also high because, one, the person obviously enjoys the same kind of music as you do, which is...
Yes, you're like-minded.
Exactly. And you have... Yeah. Hopefully, the person also has great taste if you're out at the club seeing someone really good. So that's a big pro, usually.
Yeah.
You have something to bond about already.
Interests.
Yeah. A second, finding love in the club, you get to know a lot about a person based on their antics in the club, right? Their dance moves, their style, the way
they
act. Yes, what they drink,
how they act when they're
a little, you know, in the party mode. These are all very important things to note about a potential mate, right?
Yeah, you get to gauge the other person pretty well. But right now we have an interesting piece up on mixmag.net discussing this topic. And our writer, Siren, has an interesting perspective. Some find it that the whole dating aspect in a club can be annoying. It's like you can treat it as the dance floor is the 3D Tinder, or does it devalue the entire clubbing experience for everybody as a whole? You know, you're there to enjoy music. You're not there to find a mate, right? But at the same time,
right.
I think that's kind of got flip-flopped in a way.
I thought it was funny that a large part of the article, which is a great article to read, but a large part of it does talk about how your interactions with a potential mate at the club can affect everyone else at the club, which is funny because most people actually don't really think about that.
Right.
Like, oh, you know, the PDA at the club could be super annoying, especially if people are sloppy and gross about
it. You see it a lot.
Yeah. You know, we've all been there. We've all shied our eyes away, but also at the same time, you can't really look away. It's like a train wreck sort of thing. Anyways, I have a feeling that, you know, you can't really ever separate the dance floor from that kind of like sexual freedom, that kind of relationship has always been intertwined with the club. You know, historically, they were designed to be places of, you know, that kind of expression from LGBTQ communities where they would come to these spaces like the garage or the loft, you know, to dance, to let go of, you know, all the day-to-day worries, find someone awesome, fall in love, whether for like life or for just the night, up to them, you know, in a safe, queer-friendly space. And I think that obviously that's not every club anymore, but that's still kind of that attitude still remains in many, many of these good clubs.
They had the hounds come out on the dance floor, and that's kind of just like, it does take away from the dance, takes away from the music.
It can. So people out there, if you're hungering for a mate at the club, just be smart and respectful about it. We're all out there to have a good time. Sometimes not with you.
And with that, welcome to On Rotation. This week's episode, we have a lot going on. We are joined by the one and only Eats Everything. Here's a bit from the interview.
Just because I play records for the people, why should I stop being in the crowd with them?
Also on this episode, we'll discuss a little bit of the controversy that happened at Glastonbury this past year. Plastician stepping down from Rinse FM and MDMA being used to treat alcoholism.
I really don't know about that, but we also have another session of Guestival, the on-air game we've been playing, where you try to guess the festival when we give you some hints, and hope everybody's been playing along at home.
Yeah, we're really into it. You should be too. Stretch that dance music brain muscle because it's fun. It's a good time. But after Guestival, we will dive straight into the premieres and show you a few of our favorite tunes from this week. And then, of course, wrap things up with the Weekend Report. After the podcast is over, be sure to stay connected with us on Twitter. We're at MixMag. Use the hashtag OnRotation to chat with us. Leave us a review on Apple Music, all of the above.
All right, ready? 3,
okay.
2,
oh.
1. Game time.
Wow. Sounds like we're putting you to bed, but we're not, because it's game time. Things are about to get fiery, as usual.
What are the rules? What are we doing?
Well, we're still on Guestival, which is, of course, our game time series based around festivals, because right now it's festival season, so we know everyone's in the mood. This week, we're playing it a little differently than last week. Harrison and I are going to quiz each other on some fun festivals, I think all based in North America, and give each other hints about some of these festivals' defining characteristics.
You get a little messy here.
It could get a little messy.
I won last week, though, so you have a lot. You got to step up your game.
I'm going to go first. Okay.
Go for it.
This festival is kind of, it's not Burning Man, but it's in the same league of, you know, that kind of camping, hippie, free vibes kind of festival. And it's one of the, like, really, really big ones. Everyone talks about this one. Like, it's the best.
When I think about a Burning Man style festival, it's got to be in its West Coast. It's got to be Desert Hearts.
You're not correct. It is not Desert Hearts. I would argue that it's actually bigger. It's actually celebrating its 20th year this year. So it's a big anniversary as well.
But it's a Burning Man style festival.
And extra hint, we're talking about all of North America, so not just the U.S. Hint, hint.
The one in Costa Rica, is that the one?
Ooh, no, but that sounds great also. It is a little further north, heavy on bass music, a little bit of Hasanaka.
I think you stumped me.
We're in Canada. We're in Canada, man.
Shambhala?
Yay! See, I gave you a little extra time and you got it.
I was going to actually do Shambhala to you.
I beat you to it. Sorry, but 20 years of Shambhala this year. It's pretty
cool. Wow, really?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to have to get a new one at the end, but the first one I'm going to get for you is probably a little easier for you.
All right.
Think New York City is a brand new one. This is, I think, its second year.
Okay.
You probably could get it just off of that, but I'm just going to say Coachella.
Well, it's got to be, is it called Paradiso? No, it's not.
No.
It's not called, I forget what it's called. What's it called?
Wow.
I know exactly what it is.
You do know. And you're on it.
I do know what it
and
is.
You don't really need to say much to get this
one. It's put on by Golden Voice.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm just totally blanking on the name. Wait, help me out.
You know, one of those pictures that are really long. Big, long, horizontal picture.
A horizontal photo?
You know this.
Panorama.
Boom.
Panorama.
Yes.
Whew, that was tough. But I knew it, man. Have you been yet?
No, I'm going this year. It's coming up at the end of July. I'm definitely going to go. Got like Motor City Drum Ensemble. You got a Tribe Called Quest, Justice.
It's going to be good.
Frank Ocean. It's going to be cool.
Frank Ocean.
I'm excited.
Okay, yeah.
Is he actually going to perform Frank Ocean? Who knows?
I know. Fingers crossed. We'll see. Next one. Okay, so this is
what you got?
One of the many exciting Halloween weekend festivals.
Oh.
So it happens in late October.
Halloween.
No. It's a little kind of in the same vibe as FYF. It's got like a little bit mixed genres. Mm. It's in a city that is in the south.
Suwanee, is that the one?
No. It's not
it's
that
not
one.
Nocturnal Wonderland. It's up, but it's
not that. But it is a different Halloween one. Some headliners this year. Kendrick Lamar, Foo Fighters, The Killers, LCD Sound System. It's a pretty good lineup.
3 points?
Nope. The name of this festival is a creepy Halloween item that you can use against people you don't like.
Jack-o'-lantern?
It's in a city that's known for their yummy donuts.
Donuts in the south?
Yeah.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Not Buku, it's
It was voodoo.
Voodoo. Something you
get
use
it now,
against
something
someone you don't like.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. I should have got that. That was dumb.
You're close.
This one is another New York City festival, EDM festival.
EDM festival.
Yeah, they have big EDM guys. Porter Robinson, I feel like, plays it every year.
Okay. Is it Electric Zoo?
Yeah, that's easy.
Oh, come on. You could have had so much more fun with that.
What
you
could have
been
say?
Like, it's all the rave animals.
Where the rave animals would New York City.
Okay. This festival.
Coachella.
Okay. Well, no, it's not Coachella. You need to calm down. This festival is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year.
Okay.
It's like specifically very well known for combining music, food, and wine.
Oh, man. Is this California festival?
It is a California festival. They have a really cool mascot for this festival. It's this little mustached man.
Mustache man festival. There is the mustache festival, which is cool.
That is not what I'm talking about, but that is amazing.
Are
you blanking on the name?
Yeah.
It's not inside. It's
outside lands.
Yay!
Yeah.
But yeah, they have a really good food and wine lineup. People go and they just spend like half the day in the little wine tent while listening to
I've always wanted to go.
It's so fun.
I have a last one here. You're probably not going to get it, but it's a festival in Austin, Texas.
Austin City Limits.
No. It's all about friendship. Friendship and collaboration.
Friendship and collaboration.
The name is something you feel when you're like, when you're on acid maybe, but you're liking it. When you're really happy on acid.
Is this called High Festival?
No.
Is this like a really small festival?
You got names like Pretty Lights playing it. You know, it's not really that small.
Uh-oh. All right. I admit defeat. What is it?
Euphoria.
Oh, you should have said something like MDMA. That's definitely more the Euphoria vibe. Come on.
Right.
Acid, I don't know. I was imagining like, I don't know, Trippy Fest?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Squiggly Line Festival.
We're veering down a road we don't want to go right now. So I guess I win.
I think you did win. I'm not sure though. But you know, we're learning a lot about these festivals. I think I actually did learn new things about these festivals,
yeah,
which is fun.
100%. Me
Good
too.
For us.
Good
high
job,
five.
Val.
Wait, ready? We're going to do podcast ready? High five.
Three,
ready?
One. Two, one.
Oh.
Was that on point? We getting on point? Producer Kieran said it was good. All right.
All right, that's all that matters. The end.
You are now locked in with Mixmag Zone, Valerie and Harrison.
All right, now that we know that Harrison is winning the Guestful Games, we're going to get on
to
some news.
Did you just
news.
Refer to yourself in third person?
Yes.
Bad Harrison.
I thought you were allowed to do that on podcasts.
You are totally not allowed to do that when referring to yourself winning a game.
I thought that was like common podcast etiquette.
You know, it's fine. We're still learning.
So over at Glastonbury, some issues arose where 75% of the workers were left stranded and financially worse off after the organizers canceled their contracts. These are the workers who were hanging out after the festival to clean up.
That's so sad because also, of course, Glasto's so world famous for being such a fun thing to do. I've read a lot of stories about people who voluntarily go to work at the festival, you know, in exchange for a free pass or something like that. So they still have a good time and can enjoy the festival.
It's really interesting because the reason why the 75% of post-festival workers got laid off is because they had volunteers cleaning up the festival during the festival, so there was less of a mess to clean up.
Which is a smart move, actually.
Which is like, okay, there's no mess. Let's let these people go. But ended their contracts abruptly, and the workers decided to protest.
And of course, I think some video footage came out, right, of a supervisor not only manhandling a protester, but also a supervisor kind of yelling or telling a worker, everyone is on a 0 hours contract. We have no commitment to feed these people. They're on paid jobs. Their job is over. I don't think it's the responsibility of Glasto or anyone else to feed these people. Wow. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No one is stopping them from leaving the farm to get food.
Yeah.
So it's pretty heartless, man.
That's pretty heartless. I mean, they're there to do their job and to work for the festival.
Keep the site clean, you know, do good things for the festival.
Yeah.
So, but a spokesperson for Jeremy Corbyn has responded to the criticism, stating that labor is committed to ending 0 hour contracts, which was included in our manifesto, and the next Labour government will end 0 hour contracts. So.
Yeah, too bad for Glastonbury. There's a lot of controversy right now. It's another kind of sad day, an end of an era at Rinse FM with Plastician leaving the show after 14 years. He was doing a weekly grime and dubstep show. And he's calling it quits over there.
Yeah, he started his life as a broadcaster, actually using dial-up internet, for those of us who remember the terrible, terrible experience. Whatever, however the noise went.
That was it, right?
That was it. That was basically it. And then he went on to play pirate radio stations in 2000. And, you know, he's built up quite a name for himself with Rinse FM.
He's a pioneer of dubstep, grime, bass music in general. So pretty sad news that he's a weekly show. So it's like every week you go to Rinse FM, you know you're going to get like a Plastician show. And now he's going to call that quits. But hopefully he'll come back and do some one-off broadcasts.
He does plan to come back eventually. So it's not the end of Plastician's radio
All
career.
This Not
forever.
Lost. Big up, Plastician. Thank you
for
everything you did.
Big up.
He got me into like dubstep back in the early 2000s from his Rinse FM show. So
yeah, and it's pretty crazy to think. I mean, we do this podcast weekly. So if we did this for 14 years,
wow,
how bonded we'd be to it. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Harrison. Wow, we'd know so much about each other.
That'd be amazing.
Big ups to Plastician. Thank you for what you've done. But next news is pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Left a lot of people on, you know, the Mixmag team and readers alike kind of scratching our heads. Doctors began a trial of using MDMA to treat alcoholism.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really make sense just from the title, but apparently the study was led by Imperial College London scientists, and it'll consist of 20 patients, all of whom are heavy drinkers and relapsed alcoholics. And they're planning on giving them substantial doses of 99.9% pure MDMA in capsule form.
I feel like these MDMA treatments are keep popping up. You know, you try to treat depression with MDMA. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how successful they're going to be.
Yeah, but it is important to note that, you know, MDMA very early on in its first existence in social life was actually introduced as treatment for, I believe it was depression and PTSD, these kind of things. So,
oh, yeah.
I don't know about alcoholism exactly, because of course, you know, I'm not really well versed in that. But, you know, if it was originally introduced to treat certain ailments, then maybe there is some hope.
I just feel like treating addiction with another substance is an interesting thing in general, you know?
Definitely.
Like alcoholism, treating it with some other drug. But we'll see what happens.
We'll be keeping an eye on it for sure.
Now on to our interview with Eats Everything. He is such a funny guy. It was an absolute pleasure to talk to him. Be warned, he does use some explicit language. So if you're listening in the car with some children,
don't do that.
Put the big headphones on.
You are now listening to Mix Mag on rotation. Hot takes on the latest dance music news, tunes, parties, and more.
We're in here in the studio with Eats Everything.
Hello.
How you doing, mate?
Good, you, mate?
I'm all right.
Mate, what, mate?
I work at Mixmag, you know, I start speaking British.
Yeah, I suppose you, yeah, half, there's a few English people in there, isn't there?
Yeah, I say in it a lot.
In it, you got into in it.
I've got it down, I mean, I don't say, you know that, right? No, you know that,
Yeah, you know that, in it, yeah. Sorry, I keep burping. It's Brooklyn Lager.
Brooklyn,
it's fucking fantastic. There are other lager brands available, but this is fucking lovely.
It's the one.
Sorry, I keep saying fuck all the time.
That's okay. We'll have explicit. When we put it on iTunes, we'll have explicit.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Oh, is it going on iTunes, is it?
Yeah, we try to get it on. Yeah, big time, bro. Now, what's your connection to Elro? I know that's like your homies over there. That's your family.
Yeah. It's mad what they've done.
It really is.
It's mad what they've done. And I remember 3 years ago, maybe four summers ago, I was in Ibiza with my manager. It was just before the season started. And he said, you've been asked to play this Elro. And I was like, what is it? And I assumed it was something like matinee, like big cheesy Spanish thing.
Yeah.
And my manager, Rag, he was like, that party's going to be massive in a couple of years' time. He fully predicted it. He was like, that is going to be huge. They're starting to book like DJs for it instead of just having the Spanish DJs. And it's funny, the Spanish DJs are fucking great now, but they won't mind me saying this because I've said it to their faces. They played very like really kind of Spanishy kind of like tech house kind of stuff.
Oompa Loompa,
and it was
house.
It was strange music, and it was like immediately influenced, not all of them, but some of them, and they've been influenced by the DJs, and they've turned into really good DJs, all of them. And the party's just, me and Gary's in the room, by the way, my tour manager. Hi, Gary.
Say hello, Gary.
and he, we always, Elro gets a lot of bad rep from the, I'm doing quotes again, just in case you want, from the cool people who they look down their nose at it because, you know, it's not necessarily about them. The thing is, it is about the music.
Well, what is dance music about?
Yeah, fucking fun.
Have fun, man.
Have fun. Yeah. Being separated from your life.
Yes.
Separated from your normal life. That's when our founding fathers of this great thing that we call house music.
That's why they did it, yeah.
That's why they did it, to escape from the mundanity of fucking normal life and to escape their fucking shackles.
And to express themselves.
Yeah, exactly. To express themselves in a way that they weren't allowed to in their normal lives because they were black and they were gay and whatever. And so Elro obviously is far away removed from that, but it's a fucking party.
It's a party.
And people really turn their nose up at it for whatever reason. I don't really understand it, but each to their own. If you're not into it, you're not into it, that's cool. But don't badmouth it, I think. It's a fucking great party. But we always say, no matter what gig you're at, you always say, I've got two gigs in a day, you're always looking forward to Elro. Because you just, when you get there, you know loads of people, and you walk in, it's just fucking,
and you know it's going to be madness.
It's going to be wicked. It's always wicked. It's never bad. Yeah. And at Row 14 in Barcelona, have you been to that?
No, man.
Mate, that's another level of party. And I'm doing the Sonar one, which is the best
Sonar
one.
Sonar, yeah, big
So off Sonar. And they do the party on they do the last party that everyone goes to on the Sunday, and every fucker goes there.
The one you have to go to.
Yeah, everyone. Right. You go there, you're like, hi. And you see people haven't been to bed for 2 days and they're still there.
Yeah.
And they've got like,
and you're doing that again this year, yeah?
Yeah, doing it this year. And then obviously got the Amnesia. I'm doing six for them at Amnesia.
It looks pretty good.
It's going to be a good season this year. I think it's a lot of change on the island. Resistance as well. I'm really looking forward to Resistance.
Yeah.
And Carl Cox, obviously, in Paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good season.
No, it's interesting. You know, I mean, for a lot of people out there, a lot of your fans, they know you very well because you're out there with them having fun. Why is that so important?
I believe it's important because at the end of the day, if I wasn't playing records to the people, I'd be in the crowd dancing to them.
Right.
So why should I, just because I play records to the people, why should I stop being in the crowd with them? Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I mean, after El Row in Cardiff last week, we went to the after party. It was in this club in Cardiff. Santi, Sydney Charles, and a couple of other people were playing.
Yeah.
And we just went there and we were just fucking on the dance floor, like getting a cat attacked by one. She's fucking like, it's fucking, how you doing, bud? Fucking tiny, fucking hell. Let's have a fucking photo, mate. And, and it, yeah, mate, it was, it's kind of, it's a bit shit, to be honest. So sorry, Welchies out there. But yeah, it was fucking, it was wicked. I had a right old laugh. And that's the thing, like going to Glastonbury, just all that shit, I just get stuck right in. Because if I wasn't DJing for a living, I'd be doing it anyway.
Yeah.
So why stop just because I'm a DJ?
Yeah.
I think the fun element gets lost on not all, but some DJs, I think they... Yeah, it could maybe go. I don't know if it is. They kind of, it just gets lost in them. I think they forget to have fun sometimes.
Yeah. It's also an interesting thing with your fan interaction because that party at the Fish and Chips place.
Yeah. We did two. We did the Chip Shop one, and then we did the small Chip Shop, and then we did a slightly bigger one in Western Supermare for the end of the tour. And yeah, it was the best gig of the whole tour.
Yeah.
I think it's partly down to a lot of my mates came. I got a coach for everyone. So I got like a bus for 50, 60
party
people.
Bus. And yeah, a little party bus.
Just everyone got on it. Really good thing. I think it's a great thing to do those kind of things, like small, intimate, right close with everyone, free. So no one has to pay anything. Everyone can just come and...
They're talking about the lab, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And free, we give away booze. And
free booze.
We got all this cider and we gave all that away.
Amazing DJs.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's what you want.
Great sound. You're obviously doing it all for the right reasons. And it kind of shows in your label.
Yeah.
I mean, we just premiered one of the Paul Wolford tracks.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I mean, and the music is just... that's what it is. It's about fun.
Yeah,
just
totally. I don't really play like an edible style, should we say, but I think it's kind of similar in ethos to how I take DJing. It's kind of like serious party music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I consider myself a party DJ basically,
100%.
But a serious party. I take the music seriously, but I don't take the job seriously. I take the music very seriously, and I think the same with edible. The music's kind of serious, but it's not. And the whole thing, we want it to be fun, and all the artists, we don't sign records from twats,
right?
Basically.
No way. Yeah,
because we want to hang about with these people.
Yeah, 100%.
We want to go to clubs with these people and have these guys play. We try and make sure that the character's vetoed before signing.
You mentioned Claude Von Stroke before, kind of has that family feel.
Yeah, definitely. We're not there yet with the family because we're young still.
Yeah, yeah.
I sounded really American in the way I said that. Then we're not there yet with the family. We're not there yet with the family, but we're getting there. We've got a good crew.
Are you doing B2B type stuff? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, so everyone apart from Wooly pretty much is doing back to back basically.
Yeah,
so it's cool. Just like
talk to me about that dynamic.
Yeah, so everyone's like, it's a team effort. Everyone's in it together. So yeah, it's going to be
BTBs are always fun. You know, I DJ with a partner of mine, and it's kind of like you're not like competing, but it is a game. You know,
totally.
It's like who is going to.
It can be a real chore.
Yeah.
If it's not with the right person.
Right.
But if it's with the right person, it's the best. I prefer it to DJing on my own. There's this one guy I play with called Andres Campo. He's resident resident for Florida. He's playing edible as well. So he's playing back to back with someone. I can't remember who. But yeah, he's resident at Florida 135 in Spain and Elro, amazing producer.
Yeah.
Wicked, and we play back to back. And when we play back to back, it's like me, but with four arms, or him with four arms. It's like we DJ in exactly the same way. It's
in
mad.
Tune, yeah.
The same,
yeah.
We use all the same effects pedals and everything.
Yeah.
And it's literally like I'm about to do something and he's doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck, wow, it's mental.
And you got some tricks down with, your DJing.
I'm a fairly trick. And
you're a fairly good DJ.
Yeah, I'm not bad. I'm not bad. I've been doing it for 25 years, though, so I should be fucking good. If I wasn't, I should have given up a long time ago. Yeah, no, I one of the main reasons I am like a tricky DJ, so to speak, is because I get fucking bored.
Yeah.
I'm short attention span, so I'd like doing things.
Yeah.
Maybe I do a bit too much, it might be a bit annoying for some people.
You think so?
I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe. No one's ever said that I do.
No.
But then, you know,
But I mean, the tricks are kind of what makes it you.
Yeah, this is what Jasper James said that to me, actually. I said, fucking hell, I did this trick. And he's like, he said, oh, that's cool. And I said, yeah, I do it too much. He goes,
no,
what
that's
do you mean
you
do it too much? Because that's you. That's yeah. you doing it. No one else does that trick. So you doing it, it's... I think you're more critical of yourself than others are.
Of course, always.
You're always your toughest critic.
Sometimes it's hard for me to listen back to the podcast, man.
Just hearing your voice. I've got used to hearing my voice. I can't bear looking at myself on screen, though.
Oh, yeah.
And hearing myself and seeing myself, I want to fucking punch myself in the face. I've conditioned myself. I've got to listen. I've got, like, radio shows, like a weekly radio show and a monthly Radio 1 show. So.
And you're doing Podable, right?
Yeah, I do. Podable is the podcast.
The mix?
And then I do my Edible Beats radio show. When Carl Cox finished doing Global, they sort of gave us his slot, basically.
Nice.
So, and then I've obviously got my BBC Radio 1 show once a month as well. So I've been conditioned to stop swearing. And,
Here, obviously.
No, not here. There's no sign above the door saying "don't say cunt." So I'm sorry.
There is one over there.
Oh, is there? Oh, damn.
Oh, I missed it on the way in.
I must have missed that one.
So what's going on with you for the rest of the summer? You got a lot of stuff in Ibiza. What's going on with Edible?
Loads of Ibiza. We got Edible's taking a kind of hiatus, only for like the next few months, just because we've got loads of records in the pipeline. But I don't know. It kind of seems, if you don't get them out, like we've just got the Elliot one out just before summer.
And if you don't get them out now,
it seems kind of put. They get lost
in the summer
a bit. I think they. I think in my experience of releasing tunes, like I released my the Sick Edible was my EP, and I thought they were pretty good records, and they kind of got lost in the ether. And I think
the Lord Leopard stuff.
No, it's myself. Oh, yeah. Lord Leopard's not me.
That was
on Dirty Bird, but no, it was last summer, and it's called Rita Z and Veronica Electronica, and it was I think we just put it out at the wrong time. And we didn't promo it properly.
Timing is important.
Yeah, it's very important. And we released it in like August or something. It was just like, so we just decided to leave it. And
Media-wise, traffic-wise, everything.
Obviously, Ibiza, Elro, Paradise, Carl Cox, Resistance, Hudson City 2, Labyrinth at Pasha. The summer's going to be absolutely mental.
You're going to hit the ground running.
Yeah, I mean, we've already started. It's been pretty full on the last few weeks.
You know the golf club guys?
Yeah, I know those guys.
Up in Detroit.
Yeah, yeah. I know they've got Hugh and Brian. Yeah,
they're other tricky DJ guys.
Yeah.
On the deck, still a lot of like weird cool tricks.
Yeah. They're good really though. Awesome I like DJs. Those guys. They're fun. I
linked over them a Holy Ship.
Holy Ship. That's one that I enjoyed, but not being able to get off a boat.
It's tough.
Yeah, it wasn't for me, I don't think. It was too long.
It's four days.
It was 4 days. It was wicked fun. Amazing fun. Some of the most fun you could have.
Seriously.
It's going to be a good summer. I'm really looking forward to it. And thank you for
having me. Awesome, man. It's been a pleasure.
Cheers, mate.
This is Mix Mag on rotation, direct to your eardrums.
Now on to the premiere section where we play you some clips of some of the best tracks that landed in our inbox. A reminder before we dive in, if you like these tracks and want to hear them in full, you can find them on our Spotify channel playlist and also on our SoundCloud. Just search Mixmag and you should be able to find it, no problem. It's been a long period of silence from Benoit and Sergio, who have left us hanging since their last production release in 2015. Finally, breaking a 2-year hiatus, the US and French duo have unleashed a 3-track EP on Culprit called You Eat, You Want. The collection's lead track is Different Place, a space-age tune that billows back and forth between a surprisingly heavy bassline and feathery synth chirps, maintaining the duo's signature rich synth, pop-infused sound. The entire EP is out on July 3rd on Culprit.
here at Mixmag, we've been high on Octo Octa for a while now. I've had the chance to kick it with her a few times here in Brooklyn, and I've seen her blossom into one of the brightest young talents in the underground. With releases on Argo, Love Notes, 100% Silk, and Running Back, her catalog is well stacked. Now she presents her latest work as a dreamy remix of Few Nolder's track Porcelain, and it embodies her unique approach to dance music with a driving rhythm and melodic atmospherics. Be sure to grab this track out now via Needwant.
Techno audiophile understands the gravity of being named a Play Differently Model 1 ambassador alongside the likes of mavens of the genre like Nicole Medaber, Dubfire, and Locodice. Fabio Florido, also an ambassador of Richie Houghton's hallowed mixer, is without question a worthy challenger who now arrives with a brand new EP due out on Ruckus. Levity is a deserving four-track debut on Matador's revered label for the Italian artist, as well as a proper showcase of his unique method of pulsating techno. Off the EP, the title track commands attention from the start, rising all throughout as a true dance floor belter should. Grab it out on Ruckus on July 7th.
Some will recognize Lawrence Guy as the producer who released a highly sought-after 12-inch on Church back in 2015 titled the Kojak EP. Now he's back on the imprint for the third time with a full-length album that might just be his best work to date. We've got the album's title track called Saw You for the First Time, which premiered on Mixmag last week, and it's a blissful house gem. It's fresh, it's earthy, and mellow in all the right places, and certainly has strong dance floor appeal as well. Look for it to be released July 14th.
You're listening to Mixmag on rotation.
Now onto the Weekend Report, where we talk about some of our favorite club nights happening around the world. First up in New York City, Got a lot going on. Thursday night, Bon Dax is at Good Room. I'm actually playing with them, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Ooh.
What do you think about that, Val?
DJ Harrison, he's on it.
No, it's Descartes. Descartes.
I know, but I just want to call you DJ Harrison.
And then on Friday, I'm going to be at Good Room again because we got Heidi with Justin Cudmore. You all know Heidi, but if you don't know Justin Cudmore, he's like an acid aficionado. He's like, it's pretty amazing. And then also elsewhere, we got Roy Davis Jr. at Lib Bang.
Oh, yeah, Roy.
Yeah, he's Roy is Mixed Mag fam. And then we got Jack Department NYC with Doc Sleep, Aaron Davis, Volvox, John Barrera at Underground Haven of Bossa Nova Civic Club. If you haven't been to that club, you got to check it out in New York City. Then on Saturday, Full Moon Fest.
Oh,
whoa,
that's happening.
This lineup is super big. We got Larry Heard doing his Mr. Fingers live set. You got DJ Harvey, Jeremy Underground, Axel Bowman, whoa. Awesome Taste from Africa.
Whoa.
Get so stacked. I know you don't like when I name all the artists, but for Full Moon,
stacked.
I gotta do it.
Is that just one day or is that 2 days?
That's just one day. One full day.
That's where to spend your Saturday for sure.
No doubt. And then on Sunday, Best of Modus label head Cynthy is coming through at the Paper Box. And I'm playing that one as well. So a couple shameless promotion, self-promotion here.
God,
but don't come for me, come for Cynthia because she is epic, one of my huge inspirations. And she's a Mixed Mag favorite. The Best of Modus label played a lab in London a couple years ago. So you can find that on YouTube if you need.
But if you do go, be sure to bother Harrison and yell On Rotation at him. It'll be great.
Right.
Over to LA, things are happening as well. On Friday, you can catch me at Dialogue, which is happening at Union with Roman Flugel, Octave One, and Heidi Lawrence. Whoa. For a heavy night in the city.
That's a great lineup.
It is a great lineup, which is why I will be there. Dialogue throws a great party. But elsewhere in the city, in that same night, there's a few other things you can check out, like Australian duo Cut Snake. They're taking over sound. You can catch Spectra at Couture. On Saturday, of course, the ever colorful and fun Desert Hearts crew. They're bringing City Hearts to Exchange LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. In downtown LA. And of course, you know, we had Mikey Lyon on earlier in our podcast series. You can listen to his little interview where he talks about City Hearts and kind of what else they're planning for LA. But this Saturday, he's got Mikey Lyon, we've got Lee Reynolds, Marbs, Porkchop, usual crew.
Did you know that Lee Reynolds was a former pro BMX rider?
I did not. That is so
fun fact.
Strange. I feel like Lee has lived so many lives.
Lee Reynolds is an absolute legend.
He's also really great at DJing and playing great music. So be sure to check that out. Also on Saturday, Marcus Wyatt is bringing his revered Deep Party back to Union on Saturday for an all vinyl evening. So that's also going to be really good. Marcus Wyatt's a favorite of LA.
Marcus Wyatt pretty much started the LA house scene. The dude is an absolute legend.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, there's a perfectly vibey disco dive party, which is happening at the Liquid Frequencies pool with Yoko, Anton Tumas, and plenty more.
We're going to take it to London for the home of Mixmag. I made a mistake and I shouted out these events last week, but they are actually happening this week.
Oh, no.
So if you caught last week's episode, you will find some events that didn't happen last week, but they're happening this week.
Which is okay. You know, it's just giving the early prep.
Yeah. Friday, we got a guy called Gerald doing his live set at Moth Club. I said it last week, I'm going to say it again. A guy called Gerald's live set is one of my favorite live sets. He brings out the TR-909s, got the 808s going. He's got a whole bunch of really cool things. Mm-hmm. But elsewhere on Friday is Code 9 at Camden Assembly. So if you're into that juke, jungle, footwork type thing, Code 9, absolute legend. On Saturday, Studio 338 is officially back. And
yay,
they have a major lineup with Andres, Damiano von Eckhart, La Rose, Voyeur. But elsewhere on Saturday, you got Daniel Avery doing a special acid set at Phonox. Or you can catch Artwork, who's kicking off his month-long residency with Nicky Ciano and his gospel choir. Ooh. That's going down at XOYO.
Cool.
And then Sunday, Love for Latimer. We hyped this up last week as well. It's the benefit event for the Grenfell fire victims. Massive lineup, over 30 artists, David Rodigan, Benji B, Norman J. The proceeds for that are going to the Grenfell fire victims.
Go dance for a good cause.
Dance music shows up.
For our rotating city of the week, we are up north in Toronto. Woo, up in Canada.
Cool scene up there, for sure.
Very cool scene. I've yet to visit, but it sounds like, from what I'm seeing this week, it's going to be a good one. On Friday, Scuba is playing a party called Friday Mass with Talal and Zoe and Aja at a secret location in an old school warehouse party. So if you're in town, be sure to find out where that is and go catch Scuba, who's amazing.
Scuba at a warehouse? Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah, I haven't seen Scuba in forever, but I bet it would be really good.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, you can check out DJ Seinfeld, Jay Albert, Baltra, and Hattie.
Yes.
Also, TBA in Toronto, but Harrison, big fan, right?
What? DJ Seinfeld, Baltra, Jay Albert. Number one, Baltra, my boy Michael, he's hangs out here in New York, and we've thrown a couple parties together. And Jay Albert is also a New York guy. And DJ Seinfeld's making his way into North America for the first time, I believe. So, not to be missed.
So, a treat for Torontoians. Do you think they call them Torontoians? Or what do you think they call them?
Torontons?
Torontons?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. What do we call you guys, Toronto people? Let us know.
Tweet at us.
Tweet at us.
At MixMag.
I'm curious. Now, jumping forward a few days, on Monday, for those in Toronto, be sure to check out Gorillaz on their North American tour, which is super exciting. They're playing at the Air Canada Centre. And I know that they're stopping across a few Canadian cities, and they'll slowly trickle their way down into the U.S. So it's the beginning of a fun summer tour for the Gorillaz.
It's big. The hype is still big on the Gorillaz, huh?
Yeah, that's what's going on in Toronto.
Nice one, Val. Sounds like we got a lot going on in Clubland. Everybody, please be safe out there. Val, who do we have up next week?
We have the one and only Jonas Rassman, who was such a pleasure to talk to. Here's a little preview of our chat.
I think nowadays I'm trying to create a feeling in my music more than I used to.
But for now, that's Valerie over there in LA.
And that's Harrison over in Brooklyn.
I'm here.
Be sure to stay in touch with us at MixMag on Twitter, Instagram, and use the hashtag OnRotation. Subscribe on iTunes, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to MixMag on Rotation. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be back soon with more buzz from the world of dance music. Stay locked. This podcast was produced by Full English Post.